ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये।
श्रीमद् भागवतम 8th कैंटो चैप्टर 23 एंटाइटल्ड द डेमिगॉड्स रीगेन द हेवनली प्लैनेट्स। टेक्स्ट 28-31। ओ महाराज परीक्षित, प्लेजर ऑफ योर डायनेस्टी, I have now described to you everything about the wonderful activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamanadeva. Those who hear about this are certainly freed from all the results of sinful activities. One who is subject to death cannot measure the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Trivikrama, Lord Vishnu, any more than he can count the number of atoms on the entire planet Earth. No one, whether born already or destined to take birth, is able to do this. This has been sung by the great sage Vasishtha. If one hears about the uncommon activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his various incarnations, he is certainly elevated to the higher planetary system, or even brought back home, back to Godhead. Whenever the activities of Vamandev are described in the course of a ritualistic ceremony, whether the ceremony be performed to please the demigods, to please one's forefathers in Pitriloka, or to celebrate a social event like a marriage, that ceremony should be understood to be extremely auspicious. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are three kinds of ceremonies, specifically ceremonies to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the demigods, those performed for social celebrations like marriage and birthdays, and those meant to please the forefathers like the Shraddha ceremony. In all these ceremonies, large amounts of money are spent for various activities. But here it is suggested that if along with this there is the recitation of the wonderful activities of Vamandev, certainly the ceremony will be carried out successfully and will be free of all discrepancies.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले, स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलम्, श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं, सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna pada sahagana lalita shri vishakhanvitamscha he krishna karuna sindhu dina bandhu jagatpade gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namastute tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari vrushabhanu sute de pranamami hari priye vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasindhubhyeva cha patitanam pavane vaishnavebhyo namo jaya sri krishna jaya bhumitam vidana srivasadi gobhavam hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama rama hare hare
hare krishna for last few weeks we are continuing the description of the different incarnations of the Lord, specifically the 10 avatars that are also described in the Dashavatara Stotra, which are considered the prominent, beautiful pastimes that was performed by the Lord. So today we are discussing the Vamana avatar, when the Lord came in his inconceivable form as a simple dwarf, a Batu, Vamana. Vamana means a dwarf, and performed the activity of Trivikram, you know, practically measuring the universe just within two steps. That's why it is described. The Lord, the whole idea of hearing this pastimes, well, at least I have been hearing this particular pastime for over 2 decades now. And every time I hear or read or speak, so many wonderful aspects of the Lord, Vamandev, his activities, the amazing way of reciprocation of the Lord, the qualities of Bali Maharaj and their reciprocation. In addition to reciprocation with other devotees like Prahlad, it becomes more and more sweeter, becomes more and more relishable, and we actually understand how it is so difficult to understand a devotee. Vaishnavero kriya mudra vigyana bujhay. Who is a devotee? Who is not? Very difficult to understand till the Lord extracts that quality and exhibits to the whole world. In the Chaitanya Leela also, this is called Mahaprakash Leela. Why Mahaprakash? Prakash to give light. Two things in Mahaprakash Leela, where the Lord specifically called all of his devotees and glorified them as if he had hundreds of mouths. What was unknown to the people, he revealed. And it is also called Mahaprakash because he revealed how much he loved them and how he protected them at every moment of their life. And anyone who really understands this Mahaprakash, the glory of the devotee, the glories of the Lord, and the glories of their reciprocation, really, somebody understands, cannot but completely fall in love with the Lord. If he is not falling in love with the Lord, that means actually he has not understood. There is no in-between. And Bhagavatam is a shoreless and bottomless ocean of nectar, rasamrita. And according to our capacity, we are like little divers with some oxygen mask. And somewhere in the corner, we dip a little and, you know, go 10 feet and then you think, bahut gehra gaya. But actually, it's actually very insignificant. Still, that itself is wonderful. So it is impossible to speak the whole pastime. Sometimes devotees speak the whole lecture based on one shloka. And here there are 9 full chapters. In the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, this beautiful pastime of Vamana and Bali. You cannot speak of Vamandev without speaking of Bali Maharaj. And you cannot speak of Bali Maharaj without speaking Vamandev. It's like you can't speak about Lord Ram without speaking about Hanuman. You can't speak about Lord Narsingadev without speaking about Prahlad. So in this way, the Lord and their devotees reciprocation are so much intertwined. And that's what, that loving exchange is what is the ultimate aspiration of everyone. Prema apamartho mahan. However, I'll just try to make this Vaman-like effort to speak some aspects and share some thoughts. So basically, this chapter begins, this is chapter in the 8th canto, from chapter 5 to chapter 23. One of the very large, other than 10th canto, this is also quite a substantial pastime, you know, occupying 9 chapters. It begins with Parikshit Maharaj asking a question, saying that why did the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the proprietor, the owner of everything, have to go and beg 3 paces of land from Bali? Theek hai, chalo, swikar kiya. He bent and begged. And after he took that bhiksha, he captured and arrested him. Doesn't make sense. You take out of gratitude, you beg someone, and after that you capture him. That's not good behavior. What kind of Lord is this? First of all, he's going to beg, and next, after begging, he captures the person who offered him the alms. So can you please explain to me? And this is how the whole pastime begins, unfolds. Really, the whole pastime can be appreciated to the extent this kind of eagerness is there in the heart of a seeker to understand. Probably, Parikshit Maharaj has heard this story many times. Now he is at the point of death. He is about to die in a few days. 8th canto, almost like, must have been few days already over now. So, but still, he is so much eager to hear in more detail about all the beautiful, wonderful activities of the Lord. Really wanting to understand, wow, what is the reciprocation? That's the nature of anything connected with spirituality. Navanavayamanam. Anything that is spiritual is ever fresh, ever new. Anything that is material, over a period of time, becomes dull, hackneyed and boring. But the amazing thing, because it is connected with the Lord, who is the Supreme Absolute Truth, it just becomes ever fresh. And the second benefit, not only to the extent we are eager to understand and to receive that mercy, it becomes interesting, but the amazing thing is, Vaktaram Prichakam Srotram Tatpada Salilam Yatha. The person who asks the question, the person who gives the answer, and the people who listen, everyone is bathed in this nectar. That's the glory of this question answer. Arjuna asked the question, Krishna told the Bhagavad Gita. All thousands of soldiers, millions of soldiers heard. Even we are hearing today and getting benefited. Parikshit asked, Sukadeva Goswami replied, thousands of sages heard, millions of people after that have been hearing it and benefiting by bathing in that nectar. So in this way, Parikshit Maharaj has shown that eagerness, and because of his eagerness, Sukadeva Maharaj was inspired to speak, and because of that we are getting benefited 5,000 years down the line. Then Parikshit Maharaj begins the story. Sukadeva Goswami begins telling the story. Actually, when the demons and the demigods fought, Bali Maharaj was killed in the battle. Bali, as explained here, has amazing family lineage. Very special lineage. Brahma's son is Marichi. Marichi's son is Kashyapa. Kashyapa's son is Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Hiranyakashipu's son is Prahlad. Prahlad's son is Virochan. And Virochan's son is Bali. So, this is just a, you know, family tree. Amazing branches with various kinds of fruits in the same tree. So, Bali was dead. But Shukracharya, the priest of the demons, he revived him through his Mrityu Sanjeevani Vidya. And therefore, Bali became extremely grateful to Shukracharya. And he started very much under the guidance of Shukracharya, living and doing all these rituals and worshipping him and following all the scriptural injunctions very nicely, worshipping the Brahmanas. And in this way he assumed tremendous, he became extremely powerful. He had a desire to become the king of the universe. That was the ultimate ambition in his life. To become the most powerful controller of the universe. It has come in the line. You know, that's the desire Hiranyakashipu had, Hiranyaksha had. Prahlad, without even struggling, he got that position. So he had this. And the Shukracharya understood this. And he arranged for the priests of Bhrigu dynasty to come and help him perform a yajna called Vishwajit Yajna, by performance of which he could conquer the whole direction. So, as soon as the yajna was performed, elaborate yajna was performed, and finally when the final offering was offered, from the fire came a beautiful chariot with covered with gold and, you know, silk. Horses, yellow horses, that like of Indra's, and a flag bearing the mark of a lion, a bow with two quivers of infallible arrows, and celestial armor. And as soon as this came, Bali Maharaj decorated himself with the armor, with the bow and arrow, and sat on the chariot. Prahlad Maharaj came, offered him a garland of flowers that would never fade, ever fresh. And Shukracharya, his guru, came and offered him a conch shell. Sitting there, effulgent like the sun, practically, Pali was so empowered that he was seeming as if, he offered his respects to Prahlad Maharaj, he offered his respects to circumambulated his guru, and then he said, straight away I am now going to Indrapuri and attack my arch enemy Indra. It is described, he was shining like fire, and it was the way he moved along with the whole army of demons. It looked as if he's going to swallow the whole sky. As if he'll burn all the direction, whichever direction he would see, he'll burn them to ashes. And as if the whole world practically was trembling. This way he started moving. When I heard this, my thought went to, it is described, when he reached Indrapuri, Indra, just by looking at him, looking at Bali, just, see, he was convinced that there is no chance of me fighting. And he went to Brihaspati, his guru, fell at his feet and said, looks like it is infallible. He seems infallible. What do I do now? How is it that he is becoming so powerful? And Brihaspati explained, he is right now empowered by Brahma Tejas. Because he has been serving the Brahmanas so well, blessed by them, and therefore he is empowered. And therefore, time is in his favor. You can do nothing now. The only thing you can do is escape from the back door. And wait till a suitable time. And at that time you will gain back everything. When I was hearing this, I was just thinking about the empowerment of the Lord. When a person is empowered by the Lord and by the Brahmanas with good wishes and blessings, a person actually becomes invincible. And when he moves around, he may look very simple, but when he moves around, literally he is able to capture and conquer without any effort. And he sucks away the power of the opposite person who is standing in front. Half of it is gone already to him. This is empowerment. It was not his power. It was not Bali's power. It was that empowerment coming from the blessings of the Brahmanas that he had served. And the power of the Lord, divine power. I was thinking of Srila Prabhupada. If you see the videos of Srila Prabhupada, he was also begging and praying to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, the desire of his guru to preach this message all over the world. Vishwajit, conquer the whole world. And he was performing Sankirtan Yajna. He went and prayed at Advaitacharya's place. He went and begged permission from the samadhi of his guru. And with that blessings, equipped by a trunk of books, that was a weapon, he left on his world tour. Vishwajit, conquering the whole world. Externally very humble position. Old man, 70 years, with just a trunk load of books and an umbrella. But if you listen to him in the videos where he's talking to the reporters, where he's talking to the, when he get down to the airport, talks to the reporters or in the TV, you know, people are asking him questions. The kind of answers. Now, any one of us also can speak like that. It's a very simple answers. But amazingly, it was like penetrating the whole layers of ignorance and piercing the heart of everyone. No one could stand in front of him. This is empowerment. The same thing we may try to do, it doesn't make a difference even in us. What to speak of others? We may speak the same words with the same accent, with the same volume. But it hardly makes any difference. Krishna Shakti Vinana Hetar Pravartan. So here he was going, and Indra and all his associates changed their form. Some became birds, some became something. Effortlessly, that's one good. They have one special siddhi called Kama Rupa. They can become anything they want. And demons can't recognize. Right in front of that, he just flew like this. He may become like a bird and go away. And that fellow says, and enters the heavenly planet. The heaven was empty. And it was effortlessly occupied by Bali Maharaj. Sat down there, and from there, he decided to control all the three worlds. But the Bhrigu's followers, Brahmanas, they said, you have barged into the heavenly planets. You have occupied. But now to sit on that for a longer time, for your sustained existence on that post, you need to qualify. You need to perform 100 sacrifices. It's not just going and sitting and occupying a seat. To sit there and to qualify, you have to qualify. And to qualify, you have to perform. And then Bali started performing all the sacrifices. And one after another, we find Prithu Maharaj performed 99th sacrifice. Indra comes and steals away the horse. Does something. Because he is the champion. Heavy the record. And Bali Maharaj was constantly performing. And he executed all these sacrifices. And in this way, Bali was actually ruler. And these people, all the demigods, along with Indra, were homeless, moving around here and there, powerless. Seeing that, the mother of the demigods, Aditi, now mother is a mother. She can tolerate any inconveniences for herself, just to see that children are very happy and, you know, healthy. But the worst pain for a mother is to see the children suffering. That is intolerable. And therefore, Aditi was extremely morose. But she didn't know what to do, because her husband, Kashyapa, was absorbed in a deep trance for a long time. Long, long time. She was waiting. And Kashyapa came back from his trance and one day came to the ashram where they were living. And just by looking at the ashram, Kashyapa felt, and looking at Aditi, he said, "Is something wrong? I looked, there is a whole environment, very moroseness. Everything looks, you know, sucked away, no energy. What is wrong? Is something wrong? Did you not properly follow some etiquette? Did the guests go away without being entertained? Without properly being respected? So many questions. Did you follow not these rules and regulations? Didn't you follow this?" Just like when Yudhishthir sees Arjuna coming from Dwarka, very morose, face completely, you know, withdrawn, he asks several questions. That if one does not perform these regulative activities, naturally the brightness of the face goes away. So have you failed in that? She said, no, by your mercy, I've been able to do all these things. But, she says, what can I do? all my children, the way they are suffering, bereft of their opulences, bereft of their position, bereft of their services, miserable, suffering, and distress, how can I be peaceful? Please, 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 tell me a process by which I can get them back in that position where they actually belong. Kashyapa Muni smiles and he says, he actually understands her distress of the heart, but he just thinks, what is this nature of this world? How much we become attached on the bodily concept of life, and anything that affects that, me or my extension, can so much affect us. Janasya mohoyam ahammamiti, me and mine. The dualities come as soon as we identify ourselves with the body. Heat and cold, it's experienced by the body. Senses, happiness and distress by the mind. Honor and dishonor by the intelligence or the ego. Victory, defeat. And all these dualities are there on the bodily concept. He said, why are you so disturbed? Time is favoring them. Things will favor. Be all right. Aram se apna seva karo. Aditi says, I understand. You are, because you have given. Now, Kashyapa Muni has two wives, Diti and Aditi. And Diti's children are all daityas in the different modes of nature. And Aditi has all the adityas, the demigods. And because he's a father of both, he's equal to all. And he was in a platform where he could be transcendental. ठीक है, वो अपना कर रही है, अपना कर रही है. अपना अपना कर्म का फल मिलेगा, छोड़ो. चिंता मत करो, अपना जपा करो तुम. You be absorbed. She said, you may be on that platform, but not me. I cannot. How can I see my children suffering and be quiet like this? Even the Supreme Personality of Godhead says, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu. But, Ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya mahite teshu chapya. Even though he is equal to all, he is always favoring the demigods. Of course, he is giving benediction to both, but he is still favoring. Externally, he appears to favor and support and side with the demigods. And therefore, I think you should also do that. When Kashyapa sees that, she is very much intent on fulfilling that that distress of hers and satisfy that. Then he says, I will give you a process which Brahma taught me when I needed to procreate. A process to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he says, it is called as payovrata. Payo means milk and vrata means vow. It is a vow consisting of milk, involving milk. Milk is very powerful. It can please the Supreme Lord. But it has to be taken in a particular dose, a particular time, in a particular way. So he gives the detail. In this particular month, Shravana month, from the first day, Pratipat to Dwadashi, 12 days, he gives the full ritual. How you have to take bath, how you have to do, what are the rules and regulations, what should be your attitude, how you should serve the Lord, how you should serve the devotees, how you should serve the living entities. Strict rule, and drinking only milk for 12 days. And on the 13th day, you celebrate by distributing, you know, prasad and things like that. And very interesting, that thing I wanted to read here is, first time I read this payovrata, I wanted to note down, kaun sa din hai bhai? Kab shuru karna isko? Imagine, just 12 days of drinking milk and Krishna is pleased. Who doesn't want, isn't it? Especially in Kali Yuga, everyone wants a shortcut. Prabhuji, wo kaun sa vrata hai? Thik se bolo. Kya kya peena? Dudh na? Kitna din? 12 din bas. Many devotees must have tried this also, I don't know. I also wanted to try. But before trying, I said, let me scrutinizingly read Prabhupada's purport. But when I read Prabhupada's, that is the important part of the purport. The importance of purport is the most idealistic philosophy of activities that happened millions of years ago, millions of miles away, in another realm of existence, another realm of lifespan, completely becomes relevant to you in your situation. That is parampara. That's the power of parampara. That's how the empowerment also comes. I was talking about empowerment of Prabhupada. It's like that. Krishna is like the electricity generator for the whole city. Can you imagine Bombay, where the electricity is produced? Somewhere, maybe Lonavala, I don't know. Big, huge, what do you call it? A generator. And from transformer, yeah. From that, huge wires come, carrying the high voltage electricity. And huge towers carry that. And from that tower comes the smaller wires. And from the wire you get this plug connections. Now an ordinary plug, when you buy from shop, a few rupees you pay. It's an ordinary plug. Usme ungli dalo kuch nahi hoga. But as soon as it is connected to this system, very costly to put the finger. But if you put it, actually things start working. If it's a bulb, it glows. If it's a fan, it rolls. If it's a heater, it heats up. If it's a cooler, it cools down. Similarly, Krishna is considered that generator. And his message, his instructions are like the wire, high voltage wire. Evam parampara praptam. And the huge towers that carry it to the city are the towering personalities in the parampara. And the plug point is the current connection, Guru. He gives exactly according to your need. Yaha 2000 volt de diya, we may not survive. He gives exactly according to how much is necessary. And not only that, the proof that you are connected to the source is, you act according to your constitutional position. If you are a bulb, you glow. If you are a fan, you rotate. If you are a heater, you heat up. If you are a cooler, you cool down. Similarly, when we get connected to proper parampara, we act according to your natural constitutional position. Jivir Swarup Hoye Krishnir Nitya Das. So that's the empowerment, that's the message. So, this direction in the parampara brings the same principles of truth. Principles of truth don't ever get compromised. They remain the same. 2 plus 2 is 4. Millions of years ago, millions of miles away, and for millions of people. It never changes. Just an example. Similarly, certain truths will never change. The principles remain the same. Application may vary. Today, foolishly, people are burning Manu Samhita, thinking, oh, Manu ne kya bola aisa ulta seedha. Manu ka ye, Brahmana Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra. People are trying to do that. People don't understand. But he himself says, he clearly says at the concluding part, he says, I have given according to time, place and circumstance certain principles of what to do, what not to do. As time changes, intelligent people with discrimination can take the same principles and change the packaging according to the time, place and circumstance. That is parampara. That is parampara, which brings the same message alive and practical for today's day and age. So many people get stuck in the karmakanda section. Aisa nahi karna, ye galat hai, wo nahi hai. When Prabhupada went to the West, he carried the same pure message without compromising the purity. He gave a package. The package may have looked not according to the same thing that was package was earlier, but the product was absolutely the same. The result was absolutely the same. Even the most fallen people became so much empowered, purely inspired by devotion to Krishna. Desired effect was there. And therefore, it is very important that we read the purports. The shlokas take your head to the clouds, idealism. But the purports put your feet on the ground. They give you the reality. This is how it applies. So I was thinking, how to perform payovrat? Chalo kaam hai yaar, achha ho gaya. 12 dino mein dekho Bhagwan ko. And all your desires are fulfilled. Huh? Kashyapa says, anyone who follows this payovrata, the Lord will appear and fulfill all of your desires. And it was successful in case of Aditi. That's how I was tempted to read. There's a big purport, but I'll read the essence part. The Krishna consciousness movement is also Vishnu Aradhan. Ultimately, the goal of Varnashram is to please Vishnu. When you water the root of the tree, every part of the tree is nourished. When you put food to the belly, every cell of the body is nourished. Similarly, when you satisfy the Lord, all your duties, in case some discrepancy is there, everything is taken care if you please the Supreme Lord by your endeavor. The whole world may not be pleased, but if the Supreme Lord is pleased, eventually everyone will be pleased. So the Krishna consciousness movement is also Vishnu Aradhana, or worship of Lord Vishnu, according to the age. The Payovrata method of Vishnu Aradhana was enunciated long ago by Kashyap Muni to his wife Aditi in the heavenly planets. And the same process is bona fide on earth even now. It works, huh? Especially for this age of Kali, the process accepted by the Krishna consciousness movement is open to hundreds and thousands of Vishnu temples. And Radha and Krishna and Jagannath, Balaram, Sitaram, Gaurnithai and so on. Performing prescribed worship in such temples of Vishnu and thus worshipping the Lord is as good as performing the Payovrata ceremony recommended here. The Payovrata ceremony is performed from the first of the 13th day of the bright fortnight of the moon, but in our Krishna consciousness movement, Lord Vishnu is worshipped in every temple according to a schedule of 24 hours of engagement in performing kirtan, chanting and the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, offering palatable foodstuff to Lord Vishnu and distributing this food to Vaishnavas and others. These are authorized activities, and if the members of the Krishna consciousness movement stick to these principles, they will achieve the same result one gains by observing the Payovrata ceremony. This is why purports are so important. But we are interested more in the milk part and not in the Vrata part. That means the purport. We want just the quick thing and but not go to the purports. So how fortunate we are. The same instruction that Parikshit got by Sukadeva Goswami, the same instruction Arjun got by Krishna, the same instruction Kashyapa or Aditi got by Kashyapa is available here to us, thanks to Prabhupada. But we need to drink it and follow it properly. Anyway, she performs the Payovrata ceremony, and at the end of it, the Lord appears. The Lord appears, and she is amazed. She is completely in ecstasy. She is not able to speak anything. She just stands stunned for some time. Then somehow she gathers herself, falls at the feet of the Lord and starts glorifying Him. And the Lord is smiling. Just by His smile and this beautiful bluish complexion and the yellowish cloth that He is wearing with Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma, everything, He satisfies her. And then He says, even before you have expressed yourself. I know why you are doing this ceremony. I know what your desire is. I know why you have been wanting to please me. Right now, the demons are extremely powerful. The time is on their side because they have followed the process properly. And I know that you want all of them to be killed, their wives to be widowed, and your sons to be properly installed in their rightful position. However, whatever be the case, I shall help you to see that your sons' positions are regained. And I shall appear as your own son, as Upendra, Upa Indra, that means the younger brother of Indra. I'll appear in your womb and then I will do the needful. He didn't give her the full blueprint of the plan. He just told her, first part one, you do this. And he said, now you worship your husband Kashyap as if it is me. And in due course of time, she started serving her husband and the Lord manifested in the heart of Kashyapa. From there he transferred to the womb of Aditi. She started glowing. And then, on the day of Shravana Dwadashi, Shukla Paksha Dwadashi, in the Abhijit Nakshatra, beautiful, the most auspicious moment, it is called as Vijaya. Shravana Shukla Dwadashi, Abhijit Nakshatra, everything auspicious. And at that time, the Lord appeared. When he appeared, again, he had this effulgent form, holding the conch shell, the disc, etc., all the paraphernalia, and they were, even the demigods came and started offering respect, because they knew he is coming to protect the demigods. They all came and started offering prayers, and after doing everything, the Lord, right in front of everyone, assumed the form of a little dwarf. Suddenly, but this dwarf, generally we see in the circus, the dwarfs, they are not compared to, you know, like normally they are little, the face is not so very, you know, contorted a little, not so very beautiful. But this dwarf, small, maybe 2.5-3 feet, but he was extremely beautiful. He was the Supreme Lord, with completely a transcendental body, golden effulgence, he had golden hair. And he was just glancing upon everyone. Everyone was so happy and satisfied. And it is described, all the demigods wanted to offer him some kind of service. And therefore, instantly, because he appeared right like that, birthday had to be celebrated. Not only birthday, his Upanayana Samskar also could be celebrated the same day. Because he just appeared and after appearing he became a dwarf. So the Upanayana Samskara and Jata Karma, everything was performed simultaneously. And Sun God, can you imagine? For his Gayatri Mantra, directly Sun God came and chanted the Gayatri, offering service to the Lord. Then Brihaspati offered him a thread, the Brahman thread. Kashyapa offered him a straw belt. Mother Earth offered him a deer skin to wear. The moon, who is in charge of the forest, gave him a Brahma Danda. Aditi gave him a loincloth to cover himself. The deity of heaven gave him an umbrella. Brahma gave him a Kamandalu. Saptarishis gave him Kusha grass. Saraswati gave him the Rudraksha beads. Kubera gave him the begging pot. And Parvati gave him the first arm. Bhikshandehi. She gave the first arm. In this way, all the demigods were extremely pleased that they were able to render some service, assist the Lord in his wonderful pastime. Dharma samsthapanardhaya. And then, straight away to the work. See, some of these avatars take time. Bali Leela, Pauganda Leela. Krishna took a lot of time. 10 years he enjoyed himself. Ram also, till Vishwamitra came. Very nice pastimes. Not much described in Valmiki Ramayana, because he had to write 24,000 more verses. He says, jada bal lila sunna hai to Krishna lila ka suno. Ram lila ka time nahi mujhe paas. Kon bolega? Phir Ramayana kon bolega? Narsingadev, no bal lila. Absolutely. Sirf bal ka khal nikala. But therefore you don't find so much of bali lila in all the things. Straight away to work. Even though Vamandev appeared in a beautiful, sweet form, not much of bali lila. Straight away went to his main lila. And he went to his lila sthali. That was northern part of the Narmada river in Bhrugu Kachcha, what is called as Bharuch today. So there, Bali Maharaj, assisted by Shukracharya, was performing the sacrifice, which will ultimately establish him as the ruler of Indraloka. He was completing that sacrifice, about to hit the century. So, and Vamandev, you know, started very beautifully walking towards that place. Even though he was a dwarf, when he was placing his feet, it was crushing down the earth. Can you imagine? Who is this personality? It's very inconceivable. Within the womb of the Lord, the whole universal creation is there, and he enters the womb of another woman. This is really inconceivable. Namastestu dhamne spuradipti dhamne tvadiyodarayath vishvasya dhamne. The Lord is inconceivable. Within his belly is contained the whole universe. But he enters Aditi's womb and is born as an ordinary child. Foolishly, so many people don't understand. That's why Krishna says, janma karma chame divyam. How do you worship Krishna? Ordinary person as God. Ram, ordinary person. They had parents. God cannot have parents. He should be the father of everyone. So this beautiful pastimes, impossible for people to understand. Very fortunate if someone understands this truth through the Vedic literature, which give in so much elaborate and subtlest of all forms, the transcendental nature of the Lord, by which one can develop affection and love to the personality of Godhead. So Vamandev walks and goes there in the Yajnasthali of Bali Maharaj. And as soon as he comes from the horizon, it seems as if the sun is rising. Such effulgence is emanating from his body that even the powerful Brahmanas who are sitting here feel like glowworm in front of the sun. And everyone automatically gets up. Even without being told, they just get up. That's the power of the Lord. They come. He comes and stands there. Bali Maharaj gets up. Bali Maharaj is extremely pleased that, oh, a wonderful Brahmana has come. And he goes, that is his duty. He goes and washes his feet and praises him. And then takes that water that has washed his feet and sprinkles it on his head. This is the beginning of becoming a Mahajan. How Bali became a Mahajan. Because Lord Shiva takes the water that has washed the feet of the Lord. Ganga is called Vishnupadi, which is coming emanating from the lotus feet of Vishnu. And he holds it on his head as Gangadhara. Shiva is one of our Mahajans. Following in the footsteps, Bali Maharaj, after washing the feet, he didn't know he was Lord, but washed the feet of the Brahmana, go Brahmanya Hitayacha, and then took that water on his feet and said, my family, my life, my dynasty, my property, my everything has become purified and sanctified. by your presence, that you have kept your lotus feet in this place, and I have been able to take the foot wash of yours. In this way he glorified, and he said, I am sure you have come with some desire. I simply want to satisfy you. Please tell me, what do you want? I shall give you anything you desire. Vamandev, those who are going for collection, for Janmashtami, or for any kind of donation, learn from the best beggar. That is Vamandev. Going for donation means begging, basically. Now, when Krishna becomes a beggar, he is the best beggar. Just like when Krishna becomes a devotee, Chaitanya, he is the best devotee. When Krishna becomes a woman, Mohini, no one can compare to her. So, when Krishna became a beggar, just learn the art of begging from Vamandev. First and foremost, glorify the donor. Not only him, but his whole dynasty, irrespective of how they are. Amazing way of glorifying. Puff him. Till he becomes like that, and he says, and I know none of your dynasty people have ever failed to give. And I know once you promise, you will give. And then you say, actually I ask only this much. For you this is nothing. Anyway, first of all, he starts glorifying the dynasty of Bali. He says, Bali, what a dynasty you have. Who is your great-grand uncle? Hiranyaksha, the mighty. Who can be more heroic than him? How great he was. Just with one, gada, mace, he challenged the whole universe. Nobody dared oppose him. That was his power. Even the Lord came in the form of Varaha, had to really fight to actually kill him. And even when he killed your great-grand-uncle, really Varahadev felt it was a good fight. Marna padega. Kya ladao? And Hiranyakashipu, his brother, your other uncle, wow, what power. He challenged the Supreme Lord himself. He controlled the whole universe. No one dared approach him. And when the Lord attacked, even he had to struggle a lot. And then, Prahlad, the greatest of all devotees, Virochan, his son, even though he knew anything that the Brahmanas would ask, he would just give them. Without even bothering what they are going to ask, he would assure them. And therefore I know, Bali, what is your caliber. I know you will surely give me whatever I ask. But I am a simple Brahmana. I don't want too much. One should ask only as much as necessary, not more. I am only asking for 3 steps, and not yours, mine. Imagine a 2.5 feet dwarf asking for 3 feet of his feet of land. Bali didn't know whether to cry or to laugh or to must have. He said, it's saamne wale ko dekho to poochho yaar. What are you asking? You go to a billionaire and say, 10 paisa do. Mera izzat ka to thoda. Give some credit to that. You know who I am? I possess the 3 worlds.
And you're asking for 3 steps. What can you do in 3 steps? Can't even sit. In Bombay, it may cost a little more. 3 steps are also a lot of things. Costs a lot. But still, what can you do in 3 steps of land? You can't do anything. I don't think, even though you look very effulgent, brilliant and very intelligent, I don't think you are really intelligent. You don't know what to ask, whom to ask. Anyone who comes to me, I make sure that that person should ever, never, throughout his life, has to go for begging again to anyone. I can give you a good wife. I can give you gold. I can give you a village. I can give you a whole planet. And you're asking for 3 steps of land? And then, please listen to what Vamandev told Bali. Very, very important principle. Bali was a great soul, actually. He had only one problem. And that was his mahatvakanksha. Tremendous ambition for possessing matter and controlling matter. That was his only weak point. Otherwise, he was a great soul. He had received the benediction of Prahlad, got the mercy, and Vamana told him. He said, generally a Brahmana, you know, he made another point. He said, if a person is not satisfied with what he has, then even if all the sense gratificatory facilities are available in all the universes available to him, still he will not be satisfied if his mind and senses are not under control. Very important point. If your mind and senses are not under control, any amount of facilities, abilities, skills, property, wealth, benedictions in any material form you have, you're dissatisfied. You're dissatisfied. In the 10th canto, there is a verse. How to keep everything pure? How to keep the mind pure? How to keep the senses pure? Actually, the whole Vedic culture is keep everything pure. Because when you use everything that is pure, you never get contaminated. If the air is pure, if the water is pure, if the food is pure, you don't get sick. Similarly, everything should be pure. Kalena snana shauchabhyam samskare tapasijaya shuddhyanti danaihi santushtya dravyanihi atma atma vidyaya. Vedic scripture teaches, even in the village people knew how to keep everything pure. Kalena, some things become, what is pure? Anything in its original state is called pure. And anything that is not in its original state is impure. That's all. There is a dirt, you know, dirt. Now, this is a small lid made of steel. It should be in its pure. And what is the contamination for this? If oil falls, if something falls, and you clean it with a detergent, what is some kind of a brush or whatever. So there is some cleaning ingredient and you clean the contamination. But if a telephone is not working, you can't use soap and the brush and dip it in hot water. No. For every object, there are different ingredients. If you want to clean your teeth, there is another kind of cleaning ingredient and cleaning material, brush and paste. You can't use that for your hair. Oh, I don't know. You can't use that for your body. That's another kind of ingredient, a soap. For your hair, there is another kind of ingredient. So there are different, for different objects, there are different kinds of cleaning ingredients. Similarly, in our life, everything around can be purified. There are the process. Kalena, some things get purified just by time. Just the time factor purifies something. Just like near Bombay railway tracks. Early morning, you know, it is contaminated. People are sitting and relieving themselves.
But no one goes to clean that place. It's like a huge toilet. But then how does it clean? Natural elements, sun and air and water, it just gets purified. Kalena, by the influence of time. How does body get purified? Snana, by bathing. Not simply by chandanena. Just by, you know, scent and fragrance and odor, deodorant. No, you actually take bath. That's the Vedic way of cleansing. Shauchabhyam, by washing, some things get purified. How does the birth become purified? Janmana jayate shudra, samskarat bhavet dvija. Birth, by birth everyone is illiterate, nothing they know, no samskaras. By samskara, birth becomes purified. Senses become purified by tapasya. Gandhiji had this three monkeys. Closing the mouth, closing the ears, closing the eyes. Basically it means, I shall not do anything which will make the senses impure. Avoiding contact with the objects of senses. Ijjaya, things become purified by offering to the Lord. Wealth becomes purified. How does the wealth become purified? You may say wealth is already pure. Crisp bank notes. It is very pure. Kuch contamination nahi hai. In the process of earning, in the process of spending, in the process of maintaining, so many sinful reactions are committed. But by charity, wealth is purified. And the soul is purified. Soul is contaminated by so many contaminations of designations. But Atmavidya means Rajavidya. You know, Chiver Swarup Hoy Krishner Nitya Das. Then all the contamination of designations go away. The original designation, pure servant of Krishna, is arisen. And how does the mind becomes purified? Santushtaya. Satisfied. What is the contamination of the mind? Mind becomes disturbed when contaminated by lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion. These are things which, if you disturb the mind, if like a clean lake, you just disturb it, everything gets, you know, disturbed. These disturb the mind. But when a person is satisfied in whatever situation they are placed, such a person can be very happy. Happiness is truly a state of the mind, not external situations. You can be having everything but unhappy. And you can be having nothing like Kolavecha Sridhar and be very happy. That doesn't mean, sometimes people feel, this is why India has not progressed. Aap sab thok thok ke bol dete ho, satisfied, satrupt raho, trupt raho. Isiliye pragati nahi ho rahi hai Bharat mein. It is not that you don't have to struggle, you don't have to endeavor. But when you become attached to the result of the activity, and when you think you are the doer, there is a tendency that you will become proud and you become attached. To be the Lord and to be the master of everything they survey and become attached. These are the greatest two enemies. This is what had affected Bali. Otherwise he was an amazing personality. So this was the problem. And Vamandev did his first stage one surgery. He told him, this is a very profound statement. He was telling, look at you, Bali, indirectly was telling, you conquered all the three worlds, still you are dissatisfied. I am satisfied with three steps of land, with whatever I have. And then Bali was very impressed and he promised. He said, I promise I will give you this land. As soon as he said this, Shukracharya stood up. You fool! Bali! You don't understand who this person is? This person is none other than Vishnu. This fellow is going to take everything away from you. Within two steps, he's going to measure the whole universe. You will not have a place to give him the third step. You will fail in your promise. Shukracharya was smart, huh? Shukracharya was extremely smart, most practical fellow. Shukracharya told him, and he said, no problem, and you will not be able to give the third step. Because of failing to fulfill your promise, you will have to go to hell. And you didn't even consult me for such an important thing. You've been consulting me throughout for all these details. Such a major thing. He's asking and you gave him. Still, no problem. I have a solution for it. Because you have not yet chanted Om before giving charity, even if you don't give, there is no sinful reaction. Om Tat Sat, you have to say that. If you have not spoken yet, so therefore, I have a loophole. By that, you need not give. And there are times, and he gave very good logic. He said, you should give. Dena chahiye yaar, vikari ko bhi dena chahiye. ब्राह्मणों को देना चाहिए, चैरिटी देना चाहिए. इतना मत दो कि कुछ रहे ही नहीं तेरा पास, भिखारी बन जाएगा. भिखारी को देके तू भिखारी बन गया. देने में भी लिमिट होता है बेटा, सोच के देना ना. अरे तू पेड़ को ही काट देगा तो फल कैसा निकलेगा, अगले साल क्या देगा. ये पेड़ बहुत जरूरी है, दिस बॉडी इज नेसेसरी. यू शुड गिव, यू शुड डिवाइड योर property into 5, one for charity, one for fame, one for dharma, one for security, one for fame. He gives systematic logic. Actually, there are 3 kinds of neetis. Brihaspati neeti, Shukra neeti, and Kanika neeti. What is Brihaspati neeti? Good end, good means. Just like our Yudhishthir Maharaj. Saamne koi bhi ho. Jo kahunga, sach ke siwa kuch nahi kahunga. Jo bhi bade aayenge, jo puchhenge, de dunga. Be good, do good, and learn the whole. Good end and good means. I will only follow this, that's all. But saamne wala chor hai to, mujhe nahi malum. Main jo keh diya, wahi karunga. But in this world, people are not like that. They may take you for granted. They may cheat you. They are all the twisted kind of people. Can you imagine Shakuni? He's playing with Shakuni. Who follows another neeti. And that neeti is any end, any means. That is called Kanika neeti. I want to enjoy this woman. Par wo kisi ki patni hai. Wo kisi ki patni hai, toh main kya karu? Mujhe, I want her at any cost. Damn with all the rules and all that. Any means to achieve any end. That was Ravana's policy. That I will burn the Pandavas. If I can't fight them, I'll burn them. But I want the kingdom of the Pandavas because they are becoming popular and I want it and you are telling that I have no right. I don't care. I want it. Any end, any means. This will never be acceptable to any gentleman. And therefore, they take this middle one. That is, good end, but depending upon saamne wala, seedhi ungli se ghee nahi nikalti, to tedi ungli. That is exactly what Krishna used with Bhishma, with Drona, with Karna. He said, these rascals, now they are speaking. Suppose somebody slaps you for no reason and you slap, tu nahi marne ka, tu bhagat hai, tilak pehna ka, tu nahi marne, main tere ko marte rahunga, tu khate rehne ka. Tu bhakt hai yaar, tu kaise maar sakta hai? Nahi, par tu maar, main to marunga, main to nirlaj aadmi hu. Tu nirlaj nahi banne ka. Gandhiji followed this policy. Yudhishthir followed this policy. Krishna had to come and say, aisa nahi chalega in logon ke saath. Ye satyug nahi hai beta. Sakshat Kali aur Dwapar dono khade hain. Actually, Kali personified was Duryodhan. And Dwapara personified was Shakuni. He said, with these you are trying to act these kind of things? No, your end is good, but means you are evil. Lord, the Supreme Personality of God had told the demigods in the Samudra Manthan Leela, he said, abhi unka samay bahut achha hai, unke saath dosti karo. Ahimushika Nyaya. Lord told the demons, the demigods, Ahimushika Nyaya. Once, a snake got caught in a basket along with a rat. And he looked at the rat. Chalo, lunch mil gaya kam se kam. But then the snake thought, isko agar kha liya, to main kisi ka lunch banunga. Because I can't get out of this basket. So he stuck a deal with the rat. Tu gadda kho, usme se ek chota sa chhed bana, tokri mein se. Tu bhi nikal, main bhi nikal. Nahi to main tere ko kha lunga. Bol, kya chahiye? He said, acha hai, deal. Theek hai, deal. Trrr, gadda khod diya. Usme se khed bana ke jaise bahar ja raha tha, usko bhi kha liya, bahar bhi nikal gaya. This is the Lord telling to the demigods to deal with the demons. You may say, ye to dhoka hai yaar. Bole, yaar, abhi samne wala aise karega to kya karna hai? That doesn't mean every time we use this. If you see, the Lord followed Shukraniti everywhere. Even here, he has come to cheat. Brahmanu, Brahmanu, teen step, kya teen step, kuch bachega ka? Teen step ke baad. Narsingh Dev jaisa aaya, main nahi, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi, tu kya hai kya tu? Wo hai, samajh mein aayega tujhe baad mein. Nar bhi nahi, singh bhi nahi, haan, abhi batata hun thodi der mein. He used that. But he was using it, you know, where necessary. With these kind of people, this is the technique that works. The Lord is using this. But the amazing thing about the Lord is, when the Lord does this, the enemies are benefited more than the friends. That's amazing thing that we can't do. Everyone is benefited. Both the parties. The person who is cheated and for whom he is doing this, both are benefited. In fact, the person who is apparently cheated here is benefited more than the person whom he is supporting. This is amazing part of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord, even though he does this, is still all good. It's still amazing. And Bali is more grateful to the Lord than even Indra. That's a very special thing. Anyway, Shukraniti is good, but unfortunately Shukra applied in the wrong place with the wrong person. That's the only point. Otherwise, Shukraniti, what he was telling is good. One should not give so much donation that ultimately you thoda deke jaya 10 rupaya auto mein wapas jane ke liye. Tere ko sab kuch daan de diya maine. Abhi ghar hi nahi hai ghar jane ke liye. To ek plate idli khane ke liye mere ko 10 rupaya de. After giving, if you have to ask him, that much shouldn't be given. So that's the point. Everything will be taken away from you. Bali, don't give this person anything. And he gives excuses. When you need not give, to bring a woman under control in a marriage situation when you're about to face death, then sometimes safed jhoot. It is called a safed jhoot. Allowed. Sometimes for a higher purpose, a lower purpose can be compromised. A child is not eating the medicine. It is very bitter. And the mom says, it's a sweet for you, sugar coating. And he says, open your mouth. Inside. And then she says, mom, you cheated me. It was bitter. Arre bitter kuch bhi ho, andar gaya na. Tera jeevan mere liye jyada mahatvapurna hai. Tune jhoot bola. Jhoot bola. Char jhoot bolungi. Tu jinda rahega to theek hai. Main sach bol ke tu mar gaya to kya labh? So for a higher principle, a lower principle will be compromised. But which is higher and which is lower? Generally we start with higher and end up with lower and we compromise higher principle. That is a danger if we apply Shukraniti. We apply for everything because it becomes a habit for us. Only some cases Krishna told the Pandavas to use it. Very rare cases and very specific cases, and he benefited them also. Anyway, that's a separate lecture otherwise. So, it happened and Bali agreed And he was about to give when Shukracharya told this. Now, Bali, it's very interesting. It is said, try to put yourself in Bali's position. For your whole life you have endeavored and got the ultimate position that you wanted. And somebody has assisted you. He has assisted you. He has brought you to this level. You are 100% grateful to him for your life, first of all. And then for what he has brought you to. Fulfilled all your desires, what you had. And now, there is one Brahmana coming and asking for 3 steps of land. And he's promised him, not fully, but from heart. And the same person who has given you everything is telling you, don't give. Don't give. I'm telling you, and I will justify you through scriptures, don't give. It is described, Tushnim Babhuvaha. Bali became deeply contemplative for a few minutes, for a few seconds. This is Dharma Sankat, which everyone faces every moment of their life. We have a choice. We have an there is a stimulus, there is a reaction. Stimulus and response, right? There is a stimulus, there is a response. Some, you feel thirsty, internal stimulus, and the response is you drink water. Somebody praises you, stimulus, the response is you feel very nice. Somebody uses bad words to you, the response is something. So stimulus and response, there is stimulus and there is a response. Between stimulus and response, there is a gap. And that gap is the gift of the human form of life. You have a choice. How will I respond to this stimulus? That is a $1 million question. All our sadhana, all our scriptural study, all our practices, devotional practices, all our endeavors are ultimately to help us at this particular juncture. The stimulus is there. How am I going to respond? That is the responsibility of the human form of life. The ability to respond. Here, Bali Maharaj at this point became a Mahajan. This was the point. And for this point, he had the blessings of the Lord. He had the blessings of Prahlad. And that kind of supported him to stick to a very difficult, especially if it is a provoking situation. Provoking meaning, the cost is very high. It is just like 5 rupees. De diya, chal yaar, chod gaya to gaya 5 rupees. It is a question of not just, everything that you have will be gone. Just if you say yes. And if you say no, nothing will, you will remain as it is. As you are. And one yes if you say, completely your situation will become changed. From a controller of the universe, you will become a sold out slave. Nothing in your hand. No prestige, no money, no property, no everything finished. Can you imagine what a pressure that is to take a decision now? The decision is difficult to the extent the consequence is very, very costly. Or very, very big. The bigger the consequence, the greater the difficulty in making a judgment. Right now, I am in that difficulty. I have to finish the class also. And I am stuck here. And you are also in difficulty. It's a bad etiquette to get up and go. And prasadam is waiting. So you are in dharma sankat. ये तो बोले जा रहा है इसको क्या फर्क पड़ता है खा पी के आया होगा एवरी मोमेंट वी फेस दिस एवरी मोमेंट यू हैव टू मेक ए चॉइस एंड एवरी चॉइस हैज द कॉन्सिक्वेंस आर यू रेडी फॉर द कॉन्सिक्वेंस नोइंग द कॉन्सिक्वेंस You have to take a risk. Anyway, so Bali, after hearing this, he contemplates and he says, I would like to, I wish I had more time, but I would like to read that shlokas where Bali says, he contemplates, he says, I am extremely grateful to Shukracharya, but today Shukracharya is telling me not to give and surrender to the Supreme Lord. What kind of a guru is this? He is unfit to be a guru, because guru is supposed to bring us to Lord of feet of Krishna. And he is telling me, this is Vishnu. He has already told his Vishnu. And now he is telling me, don't give it to Vishnu, because I am going to be loser. What will happen? I'll lose everything. He'll take everything away. My position, my power, my prestige, my influence, my money, my property, my wealth, everything, including myself. Can you imagine? You will become a slave of that person for the rest of your life. Bali contemplated, and he was such a man of integrity. He said, I have told yes, I will stick to the truth. He said, Mother Earth can bear the burden of so many things. She can't bear the burden of a liar. To me, that integrity, I have given a word. Now I can't go back. And if he is Vishnu, that is the ultimate goal of life. In fact, Bali was feeling grateful. He said, My Lord, he was thinking inside, even if you didn't ask me, I would have given you everything. You have come. Who will get this opportunity? The Supreme Lord is coming and begging. Who will get this opportunity? This is an opportunity to surrender my life. Knowing this is my true well-wisher, what can happen to me? It's a good fortune that this opportunity has come to me. Knowing fully well what the consequence, for him the consequence really didn't matter. He said, this is a wonderful opportunity. Knowing fully well, he said, I am going to give. Shukracharya became extremely angry. I curse you, you will lose everything. And number two, you will go to hell. And he walked away, angrily. And then he looked at, Bali looked at Vamana. And Vaman smiled and started growing and growing and growing. Nobody can do this in the drama. They can just... I was thinking, kitna uthayega pair? He started growing. In 1 foot he covered all the lower planetary systems. With his body and hands he covered the whole, practically the whole middle planetary systems. And with another foot he covered till the edge of the universe. In fact, he pierced the universe. And the Garbhodaka ocean started pouring from there. That's what became Mother Ganga. When Vamandev pierced the universe. And then Lord Brahma washed his feet. So Mother Ganga is considered non-different from the Lord actually. The Lord in the form of flowing river is Ganga. And that is coming, emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord. And in this way, he covered the whole thing and then came down to his regular form. And he said, Bali, I have taken only 2 steps. You have failed. You have not kept up your promise. Where is the 3rd step? Oh, the demons were very angry. This person is actually coming to cheat all of us. Attack! And they started attacking Vamandev. And all the Vishnu Dutas were there. Effortlessly they destroyed. And Bali was stopping them. Stop it! Stop it! Don't! I'm telling you. Ultimately, some of them were beaten and very effortless. Vishnu Dutas are extremely powerful. They're completely transcendental. They effortlessly kill. And then they say, okay, they stop. And all the demons went underground. And after that, Bali was standing there. Garuda came and tied him with a rope, helplessly. Just now, the emperor of the whole universe, a bound slave. At that time, Prahlad walked in. Prahlad Maharaj. With tears in his eyes, he offered his respects to Lord Vishnu And he said, my Lord, today his life has become perfect. Today you have given him real mercy. Actually, Bali was a great soul, except for this great desire. He had this material desire to lord it over. And you have like a, you know, thorn that is pierced, you have removed it. And Bali Maharaj, deep inside, tears of gratitude were flowing. He was extremely happy. He said, not this, any amount of thing comes to me, I am ready to bear with it. And then the Lord made a statement. I would like to just read. He's telling what the situation Bali underwent. For us to actually go back to his, put ourselves in his position is very difficult. Because we are Kali Yuga creatures. We don't even control one house properly in Bombay. What to speak of controlling the universe. But try to understand, what are the stimulus, all of it that came together. Although bereft of his riches, the Lord is telling, although bereft of his riches, fallen from his original position. Can you imagine? You are the big position, right in 1 second somebody strips off all that position and tells you you are no one. Defeated and arrested by his enemies. Rebuked and deserted by his relatives and friends. All the demons were disgusted, they walked away. Although suffering the pain of being bound, and although rebuked and cursed by the spiritual master, the guru is cursing you, you are bound and tied. Bali Maharaj, being fixed in his vow, did not give up his truthfulness. It was certainly with pretension that I spoke about religious principles, but he did not give up religious principles, for he is true to his word. The Lord was extremely pleased, and he told Bali. He said, Bali, I was just testing you, and you have really become successful. The Lord, whenever he tests, he doesn't test people like us. Because he knows each one's level. We will not be fried in oil like Prahlad. Everything will not be taken away like Bali. Otherwise our devotion will be taken away in a second. But the Lord, just like one devotee was explaining, when the car has a dent, you know how the dent is removed by the mechanic? When there is a dent in the car, from underneath they put a support, and then they take, from the top they take a hammer. From underneath support, and from top beat it, and then they bring it back to normal. So similarly, if a devotee is extremely sincere at heart, but he has some weaknesses, and he himself is unable to take away that weakness, and he is sincerely praying, my Lord, I sincerely want to surrender to you, but I have this weakness. I can't do it. I am helpless. You do it. Are you ready? Krishna asks. Tayar hai kya? Main jab dhoonga to maha cleaning karunga. Soch le. Pakka cleaning karunga. Tayar hai kya? Yes, my Lord. Kuch bhi hai chalega. But when it comes, abhi nahi, itna nahi. We are not at that level. But Bali, even if he did not have Prahlad's mercy, that's why Bali is called not a sadhaka. It's not a sadhana siddha. He's considered kripa siddha. Of course, he was great, but the prayers of Prahlad and the good wishes of the Lord himself was there. So there was support from inside, from behind, underneath. And therefore, when he was hit so hard by this situation, still Bali could withstand it. And in this way, one time I remember, one of my first questions when I came to Krishna consciousness, one sannyasi was speaking and I asked, I said, Maharaj, why? Why only devotees undergo trouble? Why the Lord puts his devotees under so much trouble? The Pandavas? So many problems. The Prahlad Maharaj? So many problems. Jaruri hai kya? Bolne tha na, achcha bhagat hai, chhod de. Ko test karke, kyun? The answer was given for only two purposes. To purify and to glorify. When a gold which has little contamination, gold has little contamination, pure gold but some contamination, is thrown into the fire, it comes out brighter than ever before. But if it is not gold, it becomes black. So, when a devotee is sincere, Krishna puts him in such a situation and takes away, you know, the crutches and all that. I said, sometimes some people have to walk and this physiotherapist telling him, chalna, nahi, 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 gir jaunga, gir jaunga. He takes away, pakad, pakad, kuch nahi, chalte raha, aray, chal sakta hu, haan, mujhe nahi malum tha. It's something like that. So, he removes away. We are holding on so many other places for our security. But we are sincere, we are telling, remove this. ठीक है तूने बोला तेरे को चलना है ना क्रचेस नहीं चाहिए भागना है ना हाँ मेरे को रनिंग रेस भागना है पर क्या पता नहीं लंगड़ा हो गया कुछ नहीं अभी ठीक करता हूं ही रिमूव्स एंड पुशेस फ्रॉम बिहाइंड आल्सो सो इन दिस वे व्हेन ही पुट्स दैट सिचुएशन अ डिवोटी क्राइज आउट डेस्परेटली इन फुल अब्सॉर्प्शन विच इज वॉट ही वॉज प्रेइंग फॉर फुल अब्सॉर्प्शन माई लॉर्ड अनन्य भक्ति ठीक है I put in a situation where you have to completely take shelter. And secondly, through that situation, he proves to the whole world, look at this. He could any time give up his devotion and say, to hell with you Krishna, itna karne ke baad ye din dekhna pada mujhe, aur main, aur itna sab karne ke baad, aur tere liye. He said, no, never. In fact, he says, my Lord, tattenu kampam sushamekshamano. I deserve more. You are so compassionate. You're giving me such little sample, that's all. Rather than slapping me, just natkat kahin ka chal. This is all. A devotee feels like this. Actually, he feels from inside like this. Because that is the mercy that is supporting him. And Bali was so grateful. He's thanking the Lord for taking away everything. And the Lord showed to the world, actually he takes away only thing that is, only those things that are inauspicious. But he gives profusely to those who have the ability to use it in Krishna's service. If someone has beauty, if someone has property, if someone has intelligence, if someone has influence, and still he is humble, please know that it is given by the Lord for utilizing in his service. He doesn't snatch away from everyone. He wants to give, like a father to his children. All the property is theirs. And Bali was told, Lord told, Bali, I am extremely pleased. Now, you go to Sutala Loka. And Sutala Loka has been personally designed by Vishwakarma to be better than the heavenly planet. You got a better deal. Tere ko upar heaven mein jana tha na. Heaven ka jo architect hai, wohi banaya hai. पर यहां थोड़ा एक्स्ट्रा रिसोर्सेस डाला है गो टू द सूत्र लोका नंबर वन नंबर टू इन द नेक्स्ट मनवंतर यू विल बिकम इंद्र तेरे को खुजली है ना इंद्र बनने का नहीं अभी नहीं बनना चाहिए बनना ही पड़ेगा तू पहले बोल दिया बेटर बी केयरफुल इफ यू हैव अ डिजायर आफ्टर प्यूरिफाइंग कृष्णा सेस पहले किस लिए आया था मंदिर तू मंदिर किस लिए आया था नहीं अभी मैं भगत बन गया अभी वो नहीं चाहिए वो नहीं वो दूंगा तेरे को नहीं चाहिए ठीक है थोड़ा ले ले ठीक है रखता हूं बोला हो तो रखता हूं इट्स बैक विल गिव यू विल गेट व्हाट यू वांट बट बाय द टाइम यू डोंट वांट व्हाट यू गेट दैट्स हाउ ही प्यूरिफाइज द हार्ट बट ही सेड यू विल बिकम इंद्र ताकि फिर से इच्छा कभी नहीं हो इंद्र बनने की एक मनमंत्र तक बंद एंड देन लॉर्ड सेड I am sold out to your devotion, your fixation in devotional service, your determination to serve me. I will be your doorkeeper throughout that time. I will live there eternally as your doorkeeper. And you will have association of such soul because Bali Maharaj was scared. Sab demon to saath mein rahenge, thoda asar padega na sangh ka rang. You will always remain aloof from all this association. I will always be there to protect you. No one can ever defeat you in those time, during the time you are in Sutala Loka. After saying this, very gracefully, Bali went along with the other associates into Sutula Loka. And Lord Vamandev looked at Indra and he took him back. Indra was so happy, along with everyone. Kuch bhi ho, bale bhik manga, kuch bhi ho, mere ko wapas mil gaya. He goes back and he settles. Aditi is very happy. And then he turns to Shukracharya. Account thoda baki tha na. He says, Shukracharya, what was the mistake of Bali, you tell me? Kya gadbadi kiya isne? Itna gali diya, shaap diya. Kya kiya isne? Tell me what was the mistake. By this time, seeing this wonderful reciprocation, Shukracharya completely overcame his karmakandi ritualistic mentality. And then he said, my lord, mantratas tantratas chidram deshakalartha vastutaha sarvam karoti nishchidram anusankirtanam tava. My lord, mantratah, in any yagya, any fault in mantra, chanting of mantra, in the tantra, in the ingredients, desha, in the place is not pure or whatever, kala, the time is, are, oh, yes, utrata abhi, oh, shani, agya, kucho, mangala agya, kala, artha, ingredients, vastutah, all the things that are used, sarvam karoti nishchidram, everything becomes neutralized and everything becomes auspicious. Anusankirtanam tava, where your holy name is chanted, where the name of the Lord is chanted. This is Shukracharya's statement. Such a ritualistic man, you know, sticking to all the rules and regulations. And then this big purport is given by Prabhupada. He said, this is exactly what Lord Chaitanya has come to give. He said, understand, all the yajñas, all the charity, all the tapasya, everything is included in this ultimate yajña of pleasing the Lord in the form of the congregational chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. In fact, Chaitanya Bhagavat says that when devotees come together and just dance to the holy name, he said, Pada tale khande prithivira amangal, drishti matra sarvadhika hoy sunirmal, bahu tuli nachite swargera vighnanash, hena yasha, hena nritya, hena thuradas. He says, Pada tale, when the devotees come together, sincere devotees, with intention of glorifying the Lord and purifying their heart, come together and chant to the tune of the holy name. Pada tale, when they dance, and every time they keep their step, left, right, pada tale, when the tala of the foot comes, pada tale khande prithivira amangal, all inauspiciousness of this planet goes away simply by the devotees dancing on the floor, on the ground. Then, drishti matra, and while dancing, wherever they look, sarva dhika hoy sunirmal. Wherever they look, that place becomes completely purified of all inauspiciousness. And bahu tuli, bahu means hands, bahu tuli nachite, and when they dance like this, swargera vignanash, all the inauspiciousness in the upper planetary system, they also go away. Hena yasha, this is the glory of the holy name, hena nritya. That is the power of chanting or dancing in the sankirtan. And hena toradas, and that is the power of your devotees. Each one of your devotees, my lord, Chaitanya Bhagavat says, each of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya can deliver universe. They can deliver one universe. One, like Vasudev Dutt. He prayed everyone in the universe. Can you imagine? That is the power. And in this way, the Lord, in this particular pastime, in a very amazing way, apparently cheated Bali, but glorified Bali for what his real substance was, and gave him, showered him with mercy, and simultaneously pleased Indra. One lesson I learned was how to resolve conflicts.
Both parties are happy. And Shukracharya also ultimately became happy. No party dissatisfied. Very difficult to resolve conflict like this. This was my this year's lesson of reading this pastime. So in this way, this beautiful glorification of Vamandev. And anyone who hears this, I would like to conclude with today's verse. He said, if one hears about the uncommon activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his various incarnations, he is certainly elevated to the higher planetary system or even brought back home back to Godhead. Whenever the activities of Vamandeva are described in the course of a ritualistic ceremony, whether the ceremony be performed to please the demigods, to please one's forefathers in Pitriloka, or to celebrate a social event like marriage, or a Sunday feast in Radha Gopinath Mandir, that ceremony should be understood to be extremely auspicious. Shri Vamandev ki, Shri Bali Maharaj ki, Shri Srinitai Gaurachandra ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki, Anant Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Kaliyuga Pavan Harinam Sankirtan ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.